crouton.
It's Word Salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Amelia Discreet, how are you?
I am keen for the Christmas party.
Very keen.
There's just a war on Christmas happening at BFM.
Yeah,
I
already mentioned it this morning about the Secret Santa.
I think everybody...
Not receiving necessarily a very festive response.
I think everybody has a different threshold for when they want to be festive.
I'll respect that.
I feel like when you start talking about Christmas in December, people feel the grim skeletal hand of time rest upon their shoulder.
I'll hold off and I'll respect everyone's wishes.
I think this whole year has been the grim skeletal hand of time, to be honest. What are we talking about on Word Salad?
So we're talking about lipograms today.
Lipograms.
And I didn't know the word. I had to look up the word for this because I knew it was a thing. I didn't realize what the specific word was. Do either of you know what a lipogram is?
I've heard the word, but I couldn't tell you what it means.
I've never even heard the word.
Right, I'll give you a brief example.
Okay.
And we'll see if we can figure out what it is. Living or not living, that is what I ask. If 'tis a stamp of honour to submit to slings and arrows wafted us by ill winds, or brandish arms against a flood of afflictions, which by our opposition is subdued.
Subdued.
Yeah.
Is subdued the word or is it the whole sentence?
The subdued might give it away. It's got an apostrophe there cutting out a certain letter.
Oh.
So that was the to be or not to be speech.
Yeah.
Rewritten to have no E's.
Okay.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
And this is what a lipogram is. So grammata is like in ancient Greek. Do you want to play the great ancient Greek
sting? I have to get my sting.
That's fine.
You keep talking.
It's like a word or a marking, and lipo is like it's like lacking. So it means like without a thing.
What's that in the original Greek?
It's lipogram. and so these are actually really old. People in ancient Greece were doing these.
Wow. Okay. So hang on. What's the purpose of it? Is there a purpose to it?
What's the purpose of poetry, Rachel?
Okay. Fair. Fair.
So it fits into that category. It's a sort of not poetic, but like a thing that people do for
art.
I think for
art?
A lot of people, it's like, you know, in Dragon Ball Z when they like train with like weighted clothing.
Yeah.
It's like that kind of a thing.
Like,
they're
see
like,
how
I'm going to write a sick novel. It's not going to use the letter A at all.
Okay.
Not once. And then for other people, I think it's like just, you know, a fun game. And for the earliest example that we have, Lassus of Hermione from the 6th century BCE. He just really didn't like the letter S, or the letter sigma, rather. He was like, oh, the hissing, the horrible, snaky hiss sound.
But didn't you just say it's called the Lassus of Hermione? Isn't that got a lot of S's in it?
He can't help his own name.
Okay.
He can't just change his name to Lao. I mean, he could do, but he wrote a bunch of poems that didn't use the letter S because he thought that the letter S ruined the flow of poetry.
Okay, can you give us a whirl on
that
one?
That kind of makes sense to me.
Yeah.
More so than the like comparison to the weighted blanket thing. You know?
But so most of it is lost. We don't have the one that I wish I could read, Ode to the Centaurs.
Oh.
All gone. Entirely lost.
Lost to the you know, channel of time.
Yeah. But Hymn to Demeter. We have a verse.
Okay.
I can't do Greek, but it translates to, I chant to Demeter and Cora, wife of the famed Pluto, lifting forth a gentle-voiced hymn in the deep-toned Aeolian mode.
Ah, yes.
But so this kind
My
of
word.
Like... it's kind of become... It kind of has stayed relatively popular, like on and off.
Really?
So there is there's a monk who did a version of the Bible where each book ended with a like a summary of the book.
Okay.
But lacking a letter, and it was in like alphabetical order. So this is quite a popular way to do lipograms, is to have like one section where you don't use A, and then the next section where you don't use B, and then the next section where you don't use C.
And so he did that for the whole alphabet.
And the whole Bible.
Well,
we actually don't have still the whole of his Bible, but we have some of it.
So was that 26 times he did that? Is that how many letters we have?
I think he went back to the start again for all the books of the Bible.
Blimey.
So probably the most famous like modern example of this is this book called Gadsby, which was inspired fairly nakedly by The Great Gatsby, by this guy called Ernest Vincent Wright, who wrote it and then promptly died. But apparently
they're just exhausted by having to...
I think he probably was exhausted by
stretch his brain to make the lipogram work.
People say that it's good, but I dug out a section from it, and I'm actually not sure. Would you like to
I would
hear
like
this?
To hear some Gadsby, please.
So this is... The section of Hamlet that we heard is from this book.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. Is it from this one or is it from... No, sorry. It's from a different book without the letter E.
Take that
Taking
back.
Away E's is very... it's very popular. But here's something from Gadsby with no E's. Now, in all such towns, you will find, occasionally, an individual born with that sort of brain which, knowing that his town is backward, longs to start things toward improving it, not only its living conditions, but adding an institution or two, such as any city, big or small, maintains, gratis for its inhabitants. But so forward-looking a man finds that trying to instill any such notions into a town's ruling body is about as satisfactory as butting against a brick wall. Such boards as you find ruling many a small town function from such a soporific rut that any hint of digging cash from its cast iron strong box with its big brass padlock will fall upon minds as rigid as rock.
My word.
So you notice that...
I didn't realise that they'll completely miss out any word with the letter E.
So there are two... So you can do it where you just write the whole thing and anytime that there's that letter, you just leave it out.
Mm. Yeah.
But most of... The more common way to do it is to just not use any words that would use an E in it.
How would you... The word the. The is such a useful word.
The, he, me... Clearly, money was one that he was looking for, as well as free.
I was going to say, this is very interesting because that was a long chunk to kind of explain a small point, which probably if he was using the letter E, he could have done in like a sentence if he'd wanted to, but he really had to go on a journey to get there in the end. It's definitely feels like a parlor game, kind of, for writers.
Yeah, certainly it is. But yeah, people swear by Gadsby, and the other famous one is written by, it's called La Disparition, and has been translated also without E's.
I was going to say, what happens when you have to translate something, because you were reading that ancient Greek before, has the ancient Greek translation dropped all the S's?
No, the ancient Greek translation, I think they just did whatever. But
for this one, there is a
translation that's just a straight translation, which I feel like completely misses the point. But there is one called Avoid.
Oh.
Which avoids the letter E.
Excellent stuff.
Yeah, and it's like people kind of just do this to show off. I don't know if there are any like BBC Radio 4 fans listening, but you might know of Giles Brandreth.
No, but what a name.
He's on like Just a Minute and stuff like that.
Okay.
But he has done several of Shakespeare's plays without various letters.
Oh,
so there's
wow.
The whole of Hamlet with no I's.
That would be hard. There's a lot of soul searching going on.
Yeah, I feel like that's meant to be like a joke about the nature of the self.
I never want to...
I don't like it, Giles. Macbeth with no A or E and Othello with no O.
Hang on, with Macbeth with no A or E would just be...
Macbeth. And Macbeth. Othello with no O. I'm starting to think that all of these are some kind of joke.
You never want to throw shade on anyone's hobbies, but this is a real interesting one.
It's a niche
it's
hobby.
Super niche. It sounds like it would take a lot of time.
But there's something kind of, there's a kind of like a beauty in the the meta-ness of it.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's like... I got way too deep into reading this, and there's a lot of people talking about how it really speaks to like the meta relationship between like language and the forms of writing, because there's nothing about a word that says that it has this letter in it. It's only the markings of the word that you put on paper.
Oh.
So like writing a lipogram is this kind of weird conversation between like how language and alphabets work, like written down, and how words and language and stories and narratives work.
Once again, my brain feels well and truly stretched this morning. Thank
or
you,
Amelia. Or it could
just
be a dumb game.
We like both. We like the meta and the mundane. Thank you very much, Amelia Discreet.
My pleasure.
We will see you next week.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.